reaching out, reaching out.
That was Fish and Bird with the title track from their new album, Something in the Ether. Now, Fish and Bird will be in Guelph for a Folk Roots Radio promoted CD launch for Something in the Ether at Silence, which is 46 Essex Street in Guelph, on Wednesday, November the 12th. The support act will be Guelph's own Tanner Slimmon. I had the privilege of introducing Fish and Bird at the Kingsville Folk Festival this summer, and they put on an absolutely fabulous show. Their performance at Kingsville was especially memorable in that they earned that rare distinction, a festival main stage encore. The Silence show starts at 8 p.m, doors are at 7:30 p.m, and tickets are $20 in advance with $25 at the door. Advance tickets may be purchased online from Ticket Scene, and remember, Silence is a fully accessible concert venue. We caught up with Taylor Ashton from Fish and Bird earlier this week. So it's great to talk to you today, Taylor.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, we're really looking forward to you coming to Guelph. Remember, Fish and Bird will be in Guelph on Wednesday, November the 12th for a show at Silence. They've just released their new album, Something in the Ether, and we did start that interview today with that track. But before we get to talking about the new album, Taylor, what I'd like to do is to talk about how you all met, because if I understand rightly, you all met in the same area of BC, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I actually met Adam because in high school, my very first band, the drummer in that band was Adam's cousin, so we were all sort of learning to play our instruments together, and the drummer in that band sort of said, "Hey, we should head over to Main Island. My cousin has a recording studio," and I had these images in my head of this like professional recording studio. And I got there, and Adam, who was also super young at the time, he basically had like a computer and a tiny little interface and a couple of microphones. And I think we were his first recording gig, and we paid him some ridiculously small amount of money, but that was how I met Adam, and he and I started to jam together. I was just starting to learn the banjo, and Adam was a great, I'd never really known anybody who was, played folk music on the fiddle, so we played a lot of music and eventually started the band. When it came time to add more members, we actually just kind of looked to our immediate friend group, and as luck would have it, we happened to know a lot of really incredible musicians. Ryan, our guitar player, is somebody that Adam has known since they were 11 or something, and Ben, the drummer, is someone that Ryan has known for a similarly long period of time, and same with Zoe, is someone that Adam grew up with on Main Island. So yeah, so the ties in the band are very very long and deep, I guess you could say.
So the new album, Something in the Ether, is that your fourth album? Is that right?
Yeah. That's right.
Has the sound of the band changed over the years?
Oh, definitely. I mean, with our first couple of albums, almost all of the playing on the first two albums is just me and Adam, and we've multi-tracked everything. And then starting with the third album, we're kind of going for five people playing. You know, it's just more of a live band sound. It's less of like a multi-tracked creation, and that's led to a natural evolution with the sound. And then there's definitely we've found our sound sort of even more with this fourth album. And I think that's come along with just as we've all grown up and we've gotten older, our influences have become, have expanded, and we've gotten interested in different kinds of music. And I think that seeps its way into the music. And also we've gotten to know each other a lot better. So we're better at playing with each other. And kind of making space for each other's creativity to really shine.
You've been described as equal parts roots music and Radiohead, which I always think is a fun phrase. But having had a chance to see you live, you're certainly a band that likes to expand the boundaries of what would be classified as folk roots. Can you talk about the sound that is typically Fish and Bird?
Sure. I mean, it's definitely like, well, I think the hallmarks of it, the things that have been in the band from the beginning has been clawhammer, banjo, and fiddle, which is kind of at the root of traditional American old-time music. And I think that's something that's stuck with the sound since the beginning. And so kind of with those constants, aside from that, anything goes. So we've added upright bass, drums, and electric guitar. It's kind of about just putting in whatever influences we can manage to play on those instruments. And the only rule being that we have to like the way it sounds. And it's not so much like a game of like, how many different influences can we stick into this? It's just like, it's more of just trying to free ourselves of the idea of like, is this like, would this be a bluegrass song? Or like, does this fit into the folk thing? It's just like, does this sound good? And does this convey the message of the song?
So when you're writing the songs, does everybody in the band write, or is it predominantly music that comes from you and Adam?
You know, 90% of the time, the chords and the melody and the words are mine, aside from a few exceptions where Adam has written some music or he's added some music to something that I've written. There's actually a couple of pieces on the new record which are Adam composed the core musical structure of it and I wrote lyrics for it. But then when we bring it into a room with all five of us, that's where we all are equally collaborating on what are we going to do to this song. And, you know, I think there's a song on the new album called Lost, which I think is a great example because it's something that I just wrote on. It was just, you know, voice and banjo and just playing the chords. We kind of stripped everything away to kind of get at like, what's at the core of this song? And what we eventually ended up on was that the way it starts is just with drums and voice. So we kind of were able to distill it just down to the rhythm and, you know, with other songs, like Something in the Ether, it starts with this, like, very fast bowed, fiddle part. And it's just sort of, you know, we were able to kind of, you know, like, sort of strip away everything but the very skeleton of the song and kind of apply these different arrangement ideas to it and just kind of thinking about what serves the song best.
I'm just wondering because you now, if I understand, you started off as a band that were living in an area fairly close together that it was easy to get together. But I think now you're spread across three or four provinces now, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, we're spread across the international border as well because Adam is now living in Boston. He's attending the Berklee College of Music. Zoe, our bass player, is living in New York. My home address is in Winnipeg, but I'm moving around all the time. And so, yeah, we really do have to set aside time to put the songs into a form that could be recorded or played live, but we do have to set aside kind of big chunks of time and, you know, it'll mean that we set aside rather than, you know, a night here or there, we have to kind of set aside like a good chunk of days. And I think that kind of lets us like really get into the music and kind of forget the outside world and really focus on bringing the songs to life.
Well, that's actually what I was wondering. I was talking to Stephen Fearing a few weeks ago and when he records with Andy White, because, you know, Stephen's based in Canada, Andy White's in Australia, when they want to record together, they have to obviously be in the same place, but actually writing together, it's you can obviously write and from different places. The internet is a wonderful tool from that point of view, but they find it actually better to get together and, you know, go somewhere for a week and just focus on writing. And I imagine that must be similar for you, getting together where, you know, you have a studio to record or rehearse in, and then you're, you know, really focused on working on the ideas that have been brought in by the band.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, I think something kind of amazing happens when, you know, we have this sort of natural chemistry as a band that we know it's always going to be there. But when we're apart, which is a lot of the time, we're all sort of soaking in different things and we're getting into different types of music. Obviously, like Adam's at music school, and the rest of us are, you know, there's different albums that we're checking out or we're going to see, you know, different live shows. So when we get together, it's kind of like we have this buildup of all these different influences. And then when we finally get together to create new music together, it's kind of this, like, we all of us have so much different stuff to bring to the table, that it kind of is this like this explosion of like, you know, intermingling influences. So I kind of think that the having to spend the time apart and then set aside time for writing, it makes that time more intense in some ways.
I'd like to play another track from the album. Do you have a suggestion of what we should play just now?
Sure. Why don't you put on the song Lost? That's one I mentioned earlier, and that's kind of a great example of one that, you know, it is my song, like it's my music and lyrics, but it couldn't have happened, you know. It really is a Fish and Bird song, in that like it's really the entire band kind of coming together to sort of elevate it to this bigger place.
Okay, this is Fish and Bird from the new album, which is entitled Something in the Ether. And this is a track called Lost. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio with Jan Hall.
I walked around with my shirt undone in the summer evening sun. The beer was cold and it tasted good, and laughter filled the neighborhood. In the summer it came easily, but this year winter got to me. I'm frozen still and white with frost. I once was found, but now resolute on New Year's Eve. Habits that I swore I'd leave, like rotten things on the back shelf. I dig them out to find myself. It seems I might have dug too deep. Discarded things I ought to keep. An overhaul comes at a cost, 'cause I once was found, but now skipping in the groove, the same 2 seconds of song, repeating on and on and on and on. The air I drew into my lungs used to make me feel so young. Now I'm breathing in exhaust. I once was found, but now I once had one, but now I once understood, but now it's better to you than lost. It's better to have lost. It's better to have lost. It's better.
That was Fish and Bird with a track called Lost from the new album Something in the Ether. And remember, they will be in Guelph for a show at Silence, which is 46 Essex Street in Guelph, on Wednesday, November the 12th. The support act for that show will be Guelph's own Tanner Slimmon. Promises to be a great evening. The show starts at 8, doors at 7:30. Tickets are just $20, and you can get them in advance from Ticketscene. If you head to folkrootsradio.com, you can follow the links from there. Our guest today on Folk Roots Radio is Taylor Ashton from Fish and Bird. It's been great to chat with you today, Taylor. I want to ask you about the live experience with the band. I did have the privilege of not just seeing the band at the Kingsville Folk Music Festival, I also was able to introduce you. And I was also the person on stage that nearly was forced to deny you the encore because we had Bruce Coburn coming up right after you, and Bruce's own people were coming in around the stage, and I know the Kingsville Folk Fest people were concerned about making sure that everything was set up so that they could come on to start their set around the time they were expecting to be there. But, you know, fortunately, they were quite happy for you to go a little longer so that you could get your encore. That was a fabulous show. Is that a typical Fish and Bird experience?
It's always really, it's really flattering when the audience wants more, you know, and especially in a situation like that where everybody understands there's a time constraint, and obviously Bruce Coburn is the big name, but I think that night a lot of people were hearing us for the first time who really didn't know what to expect, and I definitely have to, you know, give a big kudos to John and Michelle Law who run the Kingsville Folk Fest, and it was their first year, and they did, you know, for the first year of a festival, it felt surprisingly settled. Like, it kind of felt like a festival that had been running for years, and they were doing a great job. But they really, you know, they kind of went out on a limb for us, and they put us just before Bruce Coburn, which I think was, you know, he was one of the big acts that people were looking forward to seeing. So it was a great way to put us in front of a lot of new ears. And, you know, obviously it's a great feeling when a crowd reacts that way and wants another song. And it's just often in situations like that, it's you never really know quite what's going to happen. It's down to one person to make the call, whether it's okay to run, you know, 1 or 2 minutes behind, or, you know, and they know when the park has to close. They know what's in Bruce Coburn's contract and all this stuff. And there's all these details. So I'm glad it worked out because it was really nice. And, it was a short set, but I think it kind of showcased what we're all about. Yeah. So, I mean, at Silence in Guelph, people can expect, obviously, like a longer show. And there's something, you know, obviously the longer show, you can really settle into your interaction with the audience, but there's something kind of exciting about a short set where you just really have a limited amount of time to say, okay, here's what we're all about, and then we're out of here. Like, there's something kind of, like, that kind of gets my adrenaline going in a certain way. So it'll be, you know, it'll be a little bit more, a little bit more intimate at the show, just because there'll be sort of a chance to settle into it.
Well, I liked what you said about, you know, when you've got that short set, you really want to, you know, you want to leave them with a really strong feeling of what the band is about, and hopefully in a situation where they definitely will want more. And certainly that was the situation that I felt that you achieved really, really well. We're really looking forward to you coming to Guelph. Will the set list be predominantly the new album?
We've been leaning pretty heavily on the new album, yeah. But, you know, like we were mentioning earlier, this is our fourth album, so we do have a lot of material sort of in our back catalog, and I've just been really touched and honored that we have quite a few fans that are like super familiar with our older songs, and so there's some songs from our back catalog that I feel like, you know, we need to touch on, and again, it's touching, but there's a lot of, it seems that, you know, different people have different favorite songs. Like, we'll, you know, have people come up to me and be like, well, you have to play this song tonight. And, you know, there's like 6 or 7 different requests. And it's like, well, we want to play you our new song too. So but something that we do that I think is a bit uncommon is that we tend to come up with the set list 5 or 10 minutes before we head on stage. And there's something about that it's like we can kind of feel it out right in that moment. Like, what songs do we feel like playing? Like, what's right for this atmosphere? So, you know, we'll see who shows up, and we'll see how the room feels, and that tends to dictate what kind of show we put on. So
it must be a little nerve-wracking coming up with a set list 5 to 10 minutes before, but I can feel the adrenaline that must bring forward, because from your point of view as a performer, it really is important to get in the moment, isn't it? So to feel like you're going to have that great performance you want to leave on the stage when you pass off?
Yeah, I mean, I very rarely come away from a performance and felt like, oh, maybe I just phoned that in. But when you do have that feeling, it's a bad feeling. So you really want to, like, I really make an effort to make sure that, you know, with every song, like, you know, these are songs that I've written up to, you know, up to 8 or 9 years ago. And like, even, you know, even a song that I wrote like last year, sometimes the feeling that I had when I wrote it is long gone, but I still want to make sure that as I'm performing them each night, I'm still really trying to like feel every word and make sure that I'm making it new every time. You know, not just kind of like reciting lyrics. Like I'm really trying to be singing the meaning of the song every time. And that goes for the music as well. And in fact, that's actually made it so that a lot of the songs have evolved naturally since we've recorded them. They end up changing as we play them live because we kind of come up with these new ideas, or the groove starts to change, and we try to just sort of allow space for that and not necessarily replicate exactly what's on the album, but more so, you know, feel the song like we're just playing it for the first time and kind of achieve that balance of what was the original intent with this song, but also like how are we feeling tonight, you know, and then really kind of give some space for that.
I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful evening in Guelph. I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us today. Remember, Fish and Bird will be in Guelph Wednesday, November the 12th, for a show at Silence, 46 Essex Street in Guelph. The support act will be Guelph's own Tana Slimmon, which from my point of view means that there's going to be not just something for everyone in there, but certainly it promises to be a fabulous evening. All the details are on folkrootsradio.com. Taylor, I wanted to thank you for spending the time to talk to us. A couple of things we need to do. How do people learn more about Fish and Bird's music?
Well, if people were looking to find out more about the band, obviously our website is probably the best way, fishandbird.ca, or following us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook would be great ways to find out what we're up to. But I think the best way to find out what Fish and Bird is all about is just come see us play. So I'd say come to Silence on the 12th of November and come and check it out.
That sounds fabulous, Taylor. Last thing, we're going to play another song from the wonderful album Something in the Ether to finish this interview. What are we going to play?
Well, let's take a look at the last track, which is called Go to Bed Light.
Taylor Ashton, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. Remember, Fish and Bird in Guelph, Wednesday, November the 12th. Check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details. This is Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio.
Everywhere I go, I never seem to stay. There's always some siren that's calling me away. When the world begins fade back into sight, in the go to bed light. Well, sometimes the sky seems to talk to you, sends you a message with its hue, like the sneaky way starts to get bright. That's the go to bed light. Sleep deprivation will change the way you think, at least as well as a pull from a strong drink. And right and wrong is not so black and white. In the go to bed light, passers-by turn into passers-out. I forgot what we were talking about, like I forgot to call it a night. Before the go-to-bed light, before the go-to-bed.